Not shy.
Had a lot of years and everything. You did your best, Alan. Why does this look so dark over there?
I know. It's my interview. It's my interview observation pod.
She was trying to turn that.
We'll call to order the Board of School Trustees meeting for January 7th, 2009. And first order of business is Diane Sutter. I don't know how anyone gets going for Diane doing this job, but I am today. I'll just in Diane's absence, we'll say the cell phones are to be turned off and remain off at all times during the meeting. For Zach over there, so make sure that we don't mess with the system. But first, after I turn my own cell phone off, that would be good. Thank you. First, we'll move for approval of the agenda of the January 7, 2009 regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
Move approval of the revised agenda that we have at our table.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Roush. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Passes. And secondly, we'll approve the minutes of the special meeting of the Board of School Trustees, December 17, 2008. No enclosure with that, but move approval.
Move approval.
Mrs. Springer, second. Mr. Marley, all in favor. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. And communication from the audience. We have someone that did sign up today, Ricky Barber, to address full day kindergarten. Ricky?
Yes.
You stand up, please.
And it's just try to get an understanding of how you are funded for full day kindergarten to begin with. Is it earmarked specifically for kindergarten, or is it lumped in with the general student fund? And second, what is the effect? And if you have some kids half-day kindergarten, some full-day, it has to have some sort of impact once they reach first grade. Either some are trying to play catch-up or some are reversing and slowing down where they could be advancing, why those kids do catch-up. And is there any way that, obviously with the article in the paper this morning and the budget crisis that Indiana appears to be in, that we as a community and a school board can make a formal statement to Governor Daniels that his budget of not funding full day kindergarten as promised is unacceptable?
I'll try to answer those three questions for you. The first question regarding funding, it's called average daily membership. We are given funding for half day kindergarten students. We are not given money for full day kindergarten students. That's why we charge tuition costs for full day kindergarten. And actually, by the calculation that the state uses, we're actually only given a quarter. The half day kindergarten students are only counted a quarter in the calculation for money per student that we get. So that's how kindergarten is partially funded. With regards to students, whether or not that they're catching up or lagging behind, Mrs. Bowers and the staff at Cumberland, they watch very closely the students that could benefit from full day kindergarten, and those that may need some emotional support or cognitive support. I think they try to make those decisions on a case-by-case basis. I can show you a lot of research that suggests that full-day kindergarten does not have a great impact on academic achievement. It depends on the guru of education that you read, but there is a lot more research out there that says that full-day kindergarten does not have the impact as opposed to pre-kindergarten services. Early childhood services actually have a greater impact on student achievement than actually full-day kindergarten, but I can give you that research if you're interested in looking at it. And then with regards to a voice to the governor, our associations, we have a school board association, we have a superintendent's association, we have a school business officers association. I guarantee to you that all of those associations collectively are meeting with the governor and his staff to indicate that we need to have funding, we need to have more money to help our school districts. Flatlining, to me, is actually cutting our budget, because our utility costs are going up, our energy costs are going up, our benefits are going up. So we do have three vocal associations that are working very hard to try to get the governor to understand that it is a rainy day, and he needs to use the rainy day funding. So I hope that helps a little bit.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, anybody else that would like to?
Just a quick question. I was talking to a friend of mine today from Delphi, and she said they had a two-hour delay before the Christmas break, and they have an automated system that the parents were called at home the 2 hours before. Are we considering anything like that for the West Lafayette School Corporation?
Well, we use data books, and we actually met with the data books during the break. Data books is going to allow us to utilize their emergency communication system, and the way it's going to work, we're going to have to make sure that we've now received the flyers and the information, so we're going to be passing that out. And what it'll be is anyone that wants instant communication via text, via email, we got to make sure that their information is correct in the system, and then we'll be able to send out a mass email or a mass text regarding delays. So we are looking at it.
Oh, we are?
Yep.
If we do, how soon do you think we'll have something like that in place?
It's actually already in place. We are now just working on the database to ensure that we can do that effectively, because the key is going to be making sure that the people that are wanting it sign up for it, and all of our administrators have received flyers, and I would say in the next couple of weeks you'll start seeing that information generated and advertised so that we can ensure our database is up to date.
Great, thanks.
And that's free of charge.
School date books and date.
Oh, I'm sorry. School date books.
Actually, yeah, the name of the company. Yeah, and text alerts are really a neat thing. I mean, if you can do them, you know, Purdue's gotten into that. It's good.
Yeah, we also use cancellations.com, by the way. And you can go on, if you register, you can connect to that, and anytime we post a delay, it automatically emails you. But you have to register to cancellations.com.
The reason why, before, when we had a two-hour delay before the Christmas break, I was coming home from the gym, and there was a little boy on Pike walking down to the bus stop at 8:30 for Cumberland, and I thought, what the heck is this little boy doing down here? We have a two-hour delay. And as I went farther down Pike, I saw a parent standing outside watching him go to the bus stop. So I opened up my window and said, hey, do you know we have a two-hour delay? And she said, no.
At the previous school that I was in, we went to an instant voice alert. Yeah. And what happened with that is people did not give us the correct phone numbers. People did not update their information, and so we actually had more of a crisis of sending out the instant alert than we actually had benefit from. And you know, it sounds good in theory, mm-hmm. but the key is you have to have good data,
right.
And you have to have everybody constantly updating either their phone numbers or their emails. And I can guarantee, even in a small school district of 2,100, it's not going to be that easy. But we're going to try it and do our best at it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Next topic, unfinished business, and I don't think we have any. We'll go on to new business and consultant services. Dr. Killian?
We have at your place the two recommendations for your consideration, and I'll take each one of those individually. The first consideration is I'm recommending to you R.E. Sutton and Associates to become a consultant for us in working with school district, with our staff, with our administration, and looking at health benefits. And I've spoken with Mary Beth and Sue and then Dave and our insurance committee on this process, and asking Richard to come in. He works with 133 school districts across the state, and looking at benefit plans and determining what school districts can do to better their plans, to reduce costs. And I think we have a perfect opportunity right now to look at different benefits plans and see if there are better ones out there that we can consider to help reduce costs. So I'm recommending to you that we contract with R.E. Sutton and Associates to begin that process, and if you approve it, then he will work with us. We'll put together a collaborative team with the WLEA, with representatives from our staff to start a committee on looking at our options for insurance.
We need a motion to utilize the consultant services, and we'll also move on to discussion after that, or after a second.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Springer. Discussion. Questions?
Seems like a very cost-effective and reasonable approach, and my only concern was whether we would be in another long-term contract, because we've had some problems with some of those things in the past, and it's always nice to be flexible in what you sign up for. And since this is basically a pay-as-you-go
month-to-month
plan, I think it's well worth giving it a try.
Okay. I just want to echo, I think, RE's track record. They work with 133 corporations in the state of Indiana. That's 45% of all corporations. And their track record is that they've helped hold insurance premium increases to single digits based on what just happened to us. I think that's a remarkable accomplishment. So I think that the investment that we make here will more than pay for itself.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Further discussion? All in favor? Say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. Okay. It's approved.
And I'd like to introduce Richard Sutton. He's sitting in back. Richard, thank you so much for coming in and meeting with the board. We're looking forward to working with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The other consulting service that I have at your place, Dan Schuster has been helping us now and then with hedging energy costs. And as we have trimmed our budget side of our office with one less employee, it's becoming a little bit more difficult to manage everything that we're trying to do. Dan is an expert in energy consultation and hedging energy costs, and at your place is a recommendation for a contract with him to help us on a monthly basis work with our school district to take care of our contracts with our utilities companies in hedging. This is a great time to be hedging. The prices are low, and he'll do a variety of things with us to help us with our energy conservation policies. And I'm recommending that for 3 to 5 hours a month that we contract with Dan to help us do this with the Schuster Consulting Company. He does this for Purdue, by the way. This is one of his main jobs at Purdue University. And he's a parent of our school district, and so it's a nice connection.
Okay. Need a motion?
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Discussion.
He has been helping us with this on a more informal basis for several years. I think it's nice that we're actually going to be doing this in a formal way.
Yes.
And get this all on paper.
And Misty will be very happy that she doesn't have to read those contracts that she doesn't understand anyway.
I think he has saved us a lot of money over the years.
Oh, he has.
Yeah, very low rate.
Yeah.
As well.
What's the approximate volume of contracts that can be?
He suggests that we hedge out to 2 years. That's his recommendation.
Hmm. But the volume of contracts?
Well, we have different rate structures at the different schools. Right now we're with Pro Alliance, and we have two rate structures for the elementary, a rate structure for central office, and a different rate structure for the junior senior high, and his goal is to put it all under one rate structure.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind knowing, as much for personal curiosity, what sort of strategies he uses, because particularly whether they involve sales of forward contracts in a fairly volatile commodity environment. It might be nice to know.
What I will do, I will have him come in at a board meeting or a work session and let him explain to you his process and what he's been doing for us the last couple of years.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Any more discussion? All in favor of retaining a Future Consulting LLC as our energy consultant? All in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is approved. Change order request, Cumberland School construction project. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped right over there. Go ahead. You're in risk workers compensation insurance. Rocky, go ahead.
At your place is, I believe, some information about moving to Hanover Insurance. I think it's there. Dick Hanna presented to Connie and me the opportunity to change from Indiana Insurance to Hanover Insurance at a saving of $10,000 over the cost of the annual premium, and with the same coverage. So it's a reduction in cost, and anytime that we can save money for the same coverage, I think that we should jump on that. And so I was grateful that, and this was of his own volition, he went out shopping for us and came in and met with Connie and me on December 24th and said, I got some good news for you if you want to look at Hanover Insurance as opposed to Indiana Insurance. Connie, is there any other thing that I need to share on that?
No, we're up and running. We have all of our documentation that we need to proceed with it. So I think it's a great opportunity.
What do we know about the financial strength of Hanover relative to...
They are an, I believe it was an A
minus
rated company. Dick Hanna spoke very highly of them, had no issues with him at all that he was aware of.
And there are a couple other school districts that have gone to Hanover, and superintendents have told me that they've had great success with them. And I say for a $10,000 savings, it might be worth the opportunity. This is our risk insurance with automobiles and facilities.
Move approval.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor of moving the risk workers' compensation coverage to Hanover Insurance effective January 1, 2009? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Motion carries. And now we'll go to change order request, Cumberland School construction project. Connie?
We have two change orders. Would you like to do these together or do you want to do them separately?
Together.
Okay. All right. The first in your packet is a very minimal change, but it just has to do with common sense. There was one brand of plumbing fixture spec'd out in the original bid. The rest of the school has another type of fixture. It made sense to make the switch, so we don't have to carry two sets of parts. The cost is $617 to make the change. Some of that is in the plumbing work itself. Some of that is in a restocking charge for the different brand of valves. But that is a very common sense thing to do. The second relates to a tree removal that was required at the beginning of the project. Apparently this was missed in the original project, and the cost of that removal is $1,373. These are the only two change orders that have completely gotten through the process right now. There are a couple of others pending, but they're still negotiating pricing, so we would bring those at another time. I know we've discussed the different things that are coming, but they're minimal, but they're really hammering the prices right now to try to give us the best deals on things. So the two changes, one the flush valves, the second the tree removal on site at Cumberland.
This would be the motion to accept the change orders.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Anderson.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Springer. Discussion, any further discussion? All in favor by saying aye?
Aye.
Opposed, nay? We will accept the change orders for the Cumberland project. On to the executive summary, or was on executive summary, for mileage rate, Dr. Killian?
IRS has raised the mileage rate, and with the gas prices going down, I'm recommending that we just maintain our current mileage rate of 50 cents, point half a cent, 50.5 cents a mile, rather than going up to the 55 cents that the IRS has raised the rate to.
A motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Marley, seconded by Mrs. Roush. And any further discussion? All in favor by saying aye?
Aye.
Opposed, nay? We'll be happy to lower that rate, 50.5 cents. We're now on to approval of appropriations and prepaid payments. Mrs. Laws?
Every year in January, we ask the board to do two separate approvals. The first would be to allow the treasurer to transfer appropriations within funds to be able to balance our budget. When our budget is approved, if we find that we underestimated one line and we need to shift those costs or appropriations to a different line, that's what the purpose of this approval is for. So I do need a separate approval for appropriation transfers throughout the year. And this will cover all of 2009.
Okay.
Do we need to read the resolution, do you think? Or?
You don't have to.
Okay. Do you want to read it?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, good.
I'll move approval. Okay.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Burnett, seconded by Ms. Anderson. All in favor?
Aye.
And second, or all opposed, say nay, which it passes. Okay, and then we have an addition to our agenda, B1.
I need to do the second part.
Yeah, sorry, that's doing okay. One at a time. You're getting a minor leaguer here.
That's all right.
Okay, you're doing well.
I'll always be here. In the event that we need to make payments of utility bills or items that would incur some type of a finance charge for not paying in a timely basis, every January we ask the board's approval to allow us to do prepaid payments prior to board meetings. And so this is the request for 2009 to prepay bills as are required to not incur finance charges and to make timely payments. So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Roush, seconded by Mrs. Springer. Any further discussion? Questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay? Motion carries. We're done with Connie for a minute, and we'll move to Dr. Killian on
the ping pong mats.
So something that was added to the packet, the request for professional leave, the superintendent.
I'm just requesting permission to attend the superintendent's seminar on Wednesday, February 4th in Indianapolis. It's just a one-day event, and they're going to be talking about the upcoming legislative session and the different school bills that are being introduced and some of the issues, and we're also going to be talking about funding, and even the governor may be there to allow us to have some discussion with him on school funding.
Well,
I'm asking for approval. That's the way it keeps everything above board and transparent. So if anyone sees me in Indianapolis, they can say, what's he doing in Indianapolis?
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mrs. Roush. Discussion? All in favor, saying aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? It's in Indianapolis.
Hopefully I'll bring some good news back.
Ms. Laws, on the second on the acceptance of bequests.
I'm going to hand around a copy of an obituary. A woman named Iva Blagrave passed away just about a year ago, just over a year ago, and we received notification in late January last year that the West Lafayette School Corporation had been named in her will as a beneficiary. And I've been communicating back and forth with the trustee of the estate throughout the year, and on the 31st we received a check for $15,000.
Wow.
And so I'm asking the board to accept the donation. We are going to establish a fund, a donation fund. It was not given to the foundation, so it was given directly to the school. Mm-hmm. But we are able to set up funds that are based on donations that can be used for special needs. And so we're going to establish this Iva Blagrave gift to the school, and it will be used. Dr. Killian will be looking at appropriate ways to expend the money. I'm not acquainted with Ms. Blagrave. She's 93 years old. I have sent an email to Iron Floyd to see if he knows the family or has any connection to the family. As you read the obituary, there's not a lot of information, but she was a very generous person. She shared her estate throughout different entities in the community, and we were the final recipient, basically, of what was left of her estate was divided between the West Lafayette Public Library and the West Lafayette Schools and Medicare. So we were among a much huge, large group. I won't list all of those, but a very nice gift.
Wow. Oh, very generous. Entertain a motion to accept this generous donation.
Move approval.
Second.
Move approval by Mrs. Strauss, second by Mrs. Stringer. Any further discussion? All in favor by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. It's a nice gift.
Yeah, very much.
Information to the board. Any additional topics?
Wanted to let you know that the state did give us a waiver for the dismissal of the high school when the power outage occurred, so we do not have to make that day up.
Okay. I have copied and given at your table the ISBA board self-assessment process.
Okay.
You want to look over that? The instrument is here. It's a matter of all seven of us completing the form and sending in the packet to Michael Adams, Sammy's Director of Board Services at ISBA, who will then compile and analyze the data and make the assessments. And he would make himself then available to meet with us. It indicates about a two-hour meeting where he would go through the evaluation assessment with us.
When do we need to have this interim? Whenever.
He said yes. He's very open in February. He's got lots of dates available.
Okay.
He needs about a week to tabulate the assessment.
Okay.
I know we had talked about a number of trying to do some kind of board retreat in February or March, and that this might be beneficial to us.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, Karen.
I think we should move to get it to him here in the next week to 10 days.
Okay.
And hope that would be for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be.
Okay. So just, when we get him back to central office.
We should get him back here and put him in.
Just have him send them all in.
Okay.
All seven. And we don't have to put our names on them.
Okay. That's good. But if we just make sure, because if we have a work session on the 21st,
mm-hmm.
if we have no one by then, would that be reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else, information to the board? Okay, the personnel report, Dr. Flynn.
Anything recommendation with the names listed in the personnel report to approve?
Move approval of the personnel report.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson.
I saw advising.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Roush. All in favor, say aye by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Accept the personnel report.
So these are new bus drivers because we now have our own.
Yeah, I've noticed those at the high school.
Yeah, 84 passengers. We still have a few little glitches we're working out on the routes and making sure that we've got room for everybody, but we're getting those worked out. Dan and Ron have been working on that yesterday and today, so I appreciate their help.
So we have three new buses.
Three new buses?
Yeah.
We're going to have probably, by the end of the year, we'll have to work on getting 3 to 4 more buses because we have to move quickly to be disconnecting from city bus per the new Mass Transit Authority legislation.
So how many buses does city bus still provide for us?
I think
They're still doing four or five, Dan. How many?
I think that's right, four or five.
We voted, right?
We've already voted.
Yeah.
So we're all set for the superintendent. Let you out again.
So I'm just spending the money.
Save the money.
We are still wrapping up our year-end processes, and in our new system, there are some things you can't do until you do other things. So we have not run the normal January claims docket yet. But I had Misty late this afternoon go ahead and put together most of this is payroll and our year-end debt repayment in this docket, but I'm asking your approval on these expenditures.
How much, what percentage of our tax draws have we received just for last year? Are we like in the 90s?
I didn't calculate that.
I think it's mid-80s. I think
90 is too high, yeah.
Okay.
I think Mike can hold you at mid-80s.
Okay.
We're looking for January 20th settlement. That's what we've been... For the remainder of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For last year.
For last year. Now let's see what we can do for this year.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Move approval of the accounts payable vouchers.
Moved by Mrs. Rouse.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Springer. Any further discussion? All in favor of accepting our accounts payable vouchers and paying our bills? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We will pay our bills.
Thank you.
Board and superintendent reports. Anybody been to any meetings?
I've got one preliminary. As you know, a general assembly started today. And third house will be on the 17th of January. If anyone's interested in attending third house, it's, I think, about $10. 7 o'clock in the morning, Best Western. We'll be getting bills, and so the bills that I've been assigned I will bring to you and get your input on before I present those to third house. I know the emphasis, this is a long session, this is the budget session, but the governor's standpoint is to not release any rainy day funds and to flatline education funding. So we'll be watching that with great interest. So we'll be starting that in the next week. And city council met on Monday, and the council voted to move ahead with the Lindbergh Bridge project. Funds will be, of course, procured from the TIF district, which will go to the Redevelopment Commission. So that'll be the next step. So, and interesting to note that West Lafayette was named the 6th most educated community according to Forbes magazine. So that was an accolade. So.
Very good. Thank you. Mrs. Ross, anybody else with any other over the holidays?
I have a couple of updates for all of you. Burtsfield, tomorrow SSI will come in and take out the tile, and then glue. What's the word, Larry?
Mastic.
Mastic. I can't remember that word to save my life.
Plastic, mastic.
Mastic. It's like a mask with an ick.
Yeah.
Anyway, mastic. We have to get the tile, we have to get the mastic off of the concrete in order for Fairfield to finish the demolition so they can grind up the concrete. So we're looking at probably internal demolition starting in the next week, and then the actual outside exterior will be around the January 22nd, 23rd mark. And so we think that Burtsfield probably will be down and hauled away by mid-February, with the exception of the new gym, of course. Cumberland is coming along. We did find out today, Bob and Lefty and Larry found out today that the windows are being delayed, the ordering, because of some manufacturer glitch. So that's going to put us back a couple of weeks. So we were on schedule up until the windows. But that's coming along, and happy about that. And then at your place is a resolution, and I just want to make sure that you're aware what the resolution is about. If you might remember, in November, you approved the help lease, me applying for the help lease to take care of the equipment for Cumberland, to take care of the computer lab, to get desks and chairs, and get the other things for the new Bobcat that we just purchased. So that this resolution is from that approval. So it doesn't have to be on the agenda because you've already approved it. And I just want to make sure that you're aware that this is what that's about.
Sounds good.
Okay. Lefty or Larry, anything to share on those construction projects? Did I hit the highlights?
You were good to not say February of what year it is.
What year? Don't tell me 2010. I can handle it.
So actually, I think all of that stuff is going pretty well.
Yeah. Considering.
Considering.
Yeah.
Anything else on the board reports? Future meetings, Wednesday, January 21st. 2009 at 6:30, the board work session will be here, and then our next regular board meeting will be Wednesday, February 4th at 6:30 at the Floyd Administration Center.
I'll try to get Dan to come to the 21st meeting to discuss the energy.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Right, moved by Mr. Joss, second by Mr. Burnett. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. We have a annual meeting of the Board of Finance.
We have another meeting, so those of you that need to leave, feel free. But we've got to start another meeting, please. Thank you.